Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hi, gang. Now, if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show.
TMOS Classic Friday Flashback.
And right now, sounds with our mouth.
Oh, good.
To get it started, mm-hmm. And since you started,
right,
you can start. We all do them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Let's see what happens.
Okay.
You go first,
all
Rob.
Right. Mine involves a bottle.
All right, go ahead.
Oh,
would you like to try again? Would you like to try again?
Because I would.
That didn't come out as good as when you were doing it off
the air.
Yeah,
but you know what? That was still as a good sound, just a different sound.
Here we go. Thank you.
That was good. I like that.
Who'd like to go next? Oscar, would you like to go next?
Do you have a sound, a mouth sound?
Oh, that's all you have?
Cop out.
Is that all you have? I have a great one.
Yeah,
I have a great one. I've got a sound, and it's a
RJ,
great one.
RJ, do you have one?
You have a mouth sound?
Do you make any mouth sounds?
I could do something.
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't want you to. I'm asking. Hold on. I'm asking you specifically if you have, in your life, made a sound with your mouth that you think is interesting or funny.
Yes, I have. Besides chewing.
All right. He said lots of chewing.
I was going to do pistachios, but no, I won't do that.
Do you have a sound that you make with your mouth?
Sure.
Okay, go ahead.
Doesn't work.
Okay, that's
that was something.
That counts. You stole my sound.
Oh, I did.
But
wow.
But well, let's
and
let's
also
see what
he's gotten a role in Police Academy 9.
Buzz,
back from my cartoon watching days as a kid. This is a longtime favorite.
Excellent.
Thank
this
you.
Is why this is the best f-ing podcast in the world.
I won.
It's my turn.
Well, he said he
took
yours.
Had one already.
No, but I'm going to do it better. Ready?
Yeah.
I can't do that. That's amazing.
I don't know how you do that.
I've wanted to do that one for years.
Yeah. I love that.
And I can do it without hitting my cheek with my finger. Watch this.
Wow.
Wow.
That's Jesus.
Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Makes mine look like
go ahead, Rob. Yeah. Oh, that's
the champagne cork.
But it's good.
And there's another way to do that.
All
instead
right.
of, you know, popping your finger out of your mouth, you just use your closed fingers over your
don't
mouth.
Don't hurt yourself.
Like I'll try not to. Because you can. If you're wearing a ring, you can hurt yourself.
All right, very good.
Let's see if this works.
Okay.
Oh, that really looks painful.
Yeah.
You know what?
It
that's almost like the French maitre d'. They'll go, right away to the table.
Do you mean in all your your formative years in Bolivia, you never, you know.
Like Donkey and Shrek.
Right. Right. Now, what I've always, although it's trite, is the fart sound with the mouth.
Yes.
Has always been one of my favorites. Uh-huh. And I think we should conclude with
okay.
this.
Okay. All right.
I'll wrap it up because I think mine's going to be the funniest.
All right. Well, mine has a brief story. One time, Brad and I were kicked out of his mother's house because we were watching the Three Tenors on pay-per-view.
Right.
And Brad and I started making fart noises for Pavarotti. We may have been drinking.
Yeah.
And she finally said, "You two are assholes. Get out.
Get out."
And this was the fart noise I was using for Pavarotti because it was the length.
All right, go ahead.
Sounds like a creaking door.
That may have been. That might be the funniest. All right, stop. Thank you. Oscar, do you have one? Thank you. Buzz Burbank?
Old-fashioned raspberries.
All right. Yeah, okay. RJ, would you like to?
No, I'm exhausted.
All right, ready to start the show?
I am.
TMOS Classic.
This is bonus show number, I know this one, 70.
70.
We've done 70 bonus 70. Shows in 2 years.
As we like to say, sebumdy.
32
very,
many.
Very, very, 32
well,
many.
40 of them, you know what, the 40 good ones weren't always in sequence. There's 40 good ones sprinkled.
I am writing down my grade for this bonus show, which is a D for that opening segment.
Oh, I disagree.
Really?
Oh,
no, no.
You're such a
you
harsh
know what?
Teacher.
No, see, I really put a lot of thought into the little opening segments on the and sometimes I just forget.
I think
and on the bonus show, I just forgot. So that's it. And I stand by that and my sincere apologies.
I'll bet we win a Peabody for mouth noises.
On today's show. The bonus show today, it's all about crime. We're going to talk about crime for a variety of reasons, not the least of which is Buzz gave me a story earlier in the week that spurred this discussion that one out of 11 people shoplifts.
Yes.
One out of 11.
That's quite a lot.
And 75% of them are adults, and we actually have a list of what they shoplift the most.
Interesting.
We're going to talk about that. Want to talk about crime as far as victims' crime. We've never really discussed it on this show. Our own personal experiences. We're going to talk about have we been victims? Have we been involved in what would be considered a legitimate crime? You know, and what is a legitimate crime? You know, if you
and
get
what is an illegitimate one?
An illegitimate crime. I'm not sure, Rob. But also we will discuss if you could get away with it. What would you do? Or would you do anything if you could get away with it?
Oh, okay.
What do people steal? We've got that list. I know that this week in the D.C. area, they the chief of police, who I really don't dig all that much, Kathy Lanier, came out and was discussing the fact that...
Wait a second. A chick is the chief of police?
You didn't know that?
Yeah.
That's Kathy crazy. Lanier.
You are such a Virginian. You don't know the chief of police in Washington, D.C.?
I knew. I'm just making fun of girls.
Thank you. Kathy Lanier said that you... In D.C., when you're walking around D.C., if you have any of the new phones, you have to be very aware of that.
And she meant anything that wasn't rotary. That's when she said new. Anything just, push button.
And D.C., like many urban areas in the United States, crime riddled. And I've always thought D.C. has just kind of a weird law enforcement thing going on.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
The president has a parade, and all of a sudden, you know, you've got the tightest locked down city in America. Then when the president gets into his house, go back to making it Dodge f***ing city.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
And that's with 800 police departments.
Yeah. They've got more law enforcement around our area. However, you know, you are not safe in many areas of Washington.
Meanwhile, midnight Halloween on M Street, people are waving guns and potholes are exploding.
You're a D.C. resident.
Yes.
Do you? How do you feel when they when the chief of police says, hey, you gotta, if you got an iPod, you might want not want to walk in certain areas and be aware of your surroundings? That just pisses me off.
Well, full disclosure, and I'm not part of the 1%, but I live in a very... I live next to the vice president, the National Observatory, the Naval Observatory, next to the vice president.
Yeah.
So,
you know what's funny? I was talking to Joe Biden, and I said, where do you live? He says, right near Oscar.
Right next to Oscar.
But I have a small like apartment there. So the only people that are around that area are either students that go to American University, students that go to Georgetown University, or couples that live in, like, young yuppie couples. So... when I go running at night or I go running in the mornings, I don't ever feel scared because I'm in kind of in a touristy area. I'm in a touristy area.
Right.
Yeah, you are. And but, you're, but a good, you're one of the good areas of D.C.
But I have been to U Street, the U Street corridor, which is like basically a neighborhood that wasn't really nice about 10 years ago. And
isn't
now,
that where Ben's Chili Bowl is?
Yeah,
I know that's a national landmark. So
and it's in that area.
It was called for years. It was called DC's Harlem. That was the seat of black culture in the 30s, and it actually it fell.
And then
into
there's another
repair,
area like U Street that's just there now, and it's on H Street. And those areas, I kid you not, and I feel like. Like a scared like suburbanite when I walk through them, it's a phone in pocket, a wallet, like it just right on my front pocket, not my back pocket.
And hand on your wallet.
And then I'm just walking.
Yeah.
I guess that's my point about D.C. is when I hear the chief of police come out and say,
it isn't safe
I hate
here.
Hearing any law enforcement official come out and say, you know, be aware of, you know, if you're talking on your cell phone.
It sounds a lot like Gotham before Batman came and saved it, is what it sounds like.
It's
like we've given up.
How about you don't say that? How about you tell your police officers to go to these areas where maybe these reported thefts have happened
and
beef up the police presence? You know, I've always thought that New York City has, you know, so many more police officers than D.C. has, and we should have more in this town to protect everybody.
And they're so visible in New York.
Do you get pissed off, though, when you see, for example, a speed trap? Or you see 30 cops that are out on Route 66 that are trying to shut down HOV, that are trying to stop people that are in the high-occupancy vehicle lanes illegally.
Do you get the impression, as I do, that sometimes law enforcement is about fundraising?
I sometimes do.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to say it.
Yeah, very much so.
I'll give you the perfect
speed
example.
Cameras.
And I might have mentioned this fact a year ago. So a year ago when, really, if you live in a metropolitan area, it's the meter maids no longer walk around, put chalk on your tire, or, you know, write down your license plate and move on. They drive around with these space-age cars with which have monitors on them that basically read your license plate, keep it in a database. So if you come back and it's been 2 hours, you get a ticket. That's what happens.
Sucks. Because they spend big fucking money on that.
So the money that is being generated from these tickets, which are $50 a pop, and also are being shared with some of the industry that provides the technology at a discount.
Oh, yeah.
Is in the hundreds of millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
So I get upset when you are putting such an effort into basically taxing me for wanting to do business or live in the city.
Right.
That you can turn around and say, look, we just don't have the manpower to put a cop on every major thoroughfare.
And am I right in
to keep you safe?
This is the same government that bitches and moans that they don't have people living in the city.
Yes.
In Montgomery County, they've just reported in the last 6 months in Montgomery County, they have raised, with the speed cameras, they've raised $600,000 from just two speed cameras.
Two cameras alone?
Two cameras, $600,000 in 6 months.
And if you don't think that's a tax, and for all of you, and we talked about this when we were on the air at one point, when people would call in and say, all you have to do is go the speed limit. If you can do that, Johnny Speed Limit, God bless you.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not talking.
We're all there.
Yeah, I'm not talking about, I you know, I don't race around anymore because I just simply cannot afford the insurance if I got in trouble again.
Yeah.
And two, maybe I get a phone call and I get distracted for 2 seconds and I'm on Bluetooth and I don't see, and I just, you know, I hit a 30-mile-an-hour zone and I'm going 40.
And also in this area, in the D.C. metro area, and I'm not just talking D.C., but also Maryland and Virginia, there are stretches of road that if you are going 55, you're taking your life into your hands.
Yeah.
You can't. You have to go. You have to go.
Well,
let's
get into the gist of this. And this is the juicy part. And this is why this is the bonus hour.
Real crime.
Crime. Have we ever committed a crime? Now, is a crime, do you consider it a crime when you get a speeding ticket? I do not. I do not feel that I have committed. But technically, would you say that I've committed a crime?
You've broken the law.
Yeah. Technically, yeah.
You know, and I guess, you know, so I guess we all have had those moments. And stuff.
Sure.
But I think of a crime really not necessarily a moving violation. Yes. I think of a crime as, you know, you walk into a liquor store, you pull out a gun, you sell dope to somebody.
What about
that? Those are real crimes.
What about stealing baseball cards when you're a kid? You're stealing.
Yeah.
But you mean from a store or from a neighbor?
From a store.
That's shoplifting.
Right?
That's a
petty
crime.
All right, let's do the whole shoplifting. As far as crime, what's the worst run-in with the law you've ever had? What is that? Let's go around the room.
I'll start off.
All right.
So there wasn't the run-in with the law.
I think I know Rob's. If you don't want to talk. Yeah. Well, statute of limitations is over.
Well, we've already discussed it on a previous podcast.
Right, that's right.
I got busted by, so there's this convenience store called Fantles. It used to be Dart Drug, and then it became Fantles.
I remember because their sign looked like it said Fartles. They had a really unfortunate logo. Yeah, it was Dart.
So my brother was he's four years older than me, so he got his first job, and he's 15 and a half, and he's working at Fantles. He's a clerk. And I remember, I thought it was so amazing because my brother could, like, he worked at the store where I got my gum and my M&Ms and everything else, and it was great. And one time I went with my dad to go visit
11-year-old Oscar. Oh, I'm out of gum and M&Ms. I think I'm going to head down to the store.
Yeah, so I had my dad take us to, take me to Fantles to see my brother working, because that's what you do when you're a parent.
Sure.
Right.
And I walked around the aisles and I saw a box of Fleer baseball cards. It's just a brand of baseball cards.
Right.
And I said, well, I'm not going to pay for this. I'm just not going to pay for this.
Right.
How quickly did that transpire? Did you just look at it
and
go?
Well, no, I looked.
So you're what, 11?
When you're driving down to Fandles, did you have the thought that you were going to...
No. I had a $10 bill that I've had for a while and I forgot it at home.
Uh-huh.
But I wanted these Fleer cards so bad
that
I said, well, no one's really going to notice, because that's the mentality that, like, a thief has.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
Like, it's owed to me almost.
But
like,
the difference between what you did as a kid and what a thief would do, a thief would be plotting, you know.
It wasn't premeditated.
Yeah, it wasn't premeditated.
But still, dumb. My brother comes around the aisle, sees me stuffing.
Oh, no.
Oh.
These baseball cards.
Let the ass kicking begin.
Down my shorts. Uh-huh. And he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, I'm just going to take a couple packs and, like, you know.
Do they have gum in them?
Yeah, they've got gum in them.
I love the gum. I love those flat pieces of gum.
Yeah, that are crispy by the time you get them.
As stale as they are, they're like, yes.
I love that gum.
Yeah. And my brother looks at me, and my brother's always been kind of like nerd alert. But
Now, is this the doctor?
Yeah,
with
he's an anesthesiologist.
Is this the one that had the pre-bachelor party in
Vegas? Yeah, in Vegas. Yeah,
same guy.
He's really come out of his shell.
Right.
But my brother takes me, grabs my arm, takes me to the general manager's office.
Oh, no.
Wow.
And says, this is my little brother. He has just stolen cards. Please do not call the police. But I need him to apologize to you and address you because this is not what my family's about.
God, that's pretty ballsy and grown up for a 15-year-old.
It's a good move on your brother's part.
So I'm crying and I'm freaking out.
The black sheep of the family.
And I apologized. And my dad, he didn't tell my dad because my dad was off doing his thing.
Right.
And my dad came around the corner like 5 minutes later after the general manager like
gave Oscar's me that Oscar's dad dropped him off and then flew to Arizona or something.
Right, right.
And he said, "What are you crying?" I was like, "Nothing, I'm great." And he never asked. He just let it go.
Wow.
But my brother never ratted me out. Mm-hmm. He just wanted to teach me a lesson quickly.
Do you think there's a chance he told your dad in secret later?
No.
Wow.
No, it was just that. And I've never, ever stolen anything since then.
Wow. Wow.
TMOS Classic.
I am here to say this is going to bore a lot of people. And this is going to surprise a lot of people. I don't know what motivated me because I didn't have a father to kick my ass. I didn't have a, you know, my dad was there. He was a presence in my life. My parents were both there. But I don't think that I lived in a very hearty, disciplinary atmosphere when I was growing up. But for some reason, I was always freaked out about doing something like that.
Sure.
Even when it came down to egging like a car
you know
or throwing snowballs.
You guys
were
going to get in trouble.
I freaked out.
You know what that is?
I didn't say it like that, though. I just didn't like being around
that.
You know what you can't explain is that's the result of proper parenting and a good upbringing.
I
don't be ashamed of
but
it.
But I don't know why that was the case. And it was, you know, it was something where, you know, the moving violations that I've had those kind of things. But as far as a real situation where I've been, you know, in a with a run-in and stuff like that. You know what? And the only thing that I would be guilty of, and you know, this
being
doesn't
hot.
Happen. No, but up until about 10 years ago, I would get behind the wheel after I'd go out with some friends and stuff like that, and I probably should not. And that was,
well, that,
you know,
Mike, anyone who has ever gotten a DUI is just absolutely unexcusable.
Well, you got one.
There's that.
But you know what? The ones that,
for you.
Rob, you got one, but the people
I'm
down,
kidding.
In,
I'm kidding,
down
course,
in Lee County, Florida, where I live part of the time when I'm down there. In Lee County, Florida, on the what was the name of the news? I think it was the News Press. That was the name of the news.
There's a little bit of that when you say Lee County.
And Lee County, the News Press has
that's the motherfucking paper of record
on the don't that's the DVD.
Don't start.
So the motherfucking News Press. There we go. Has the they put on the front page
in front of the goddamn obituaries.
On the front page, they put DUI worst offenders.
Oh.
And on the top of this newspaper in color.
That's great.
They have 30 people,
pictures?
And then you get inside of it, and I think it might have been one red-eyed guy that actually was the worst.
Yeah, poster child.
And they put him on the cover, and then you open it up, and you see all the little boxes with all the pictures in it, and they have the descriptions. And you were talking
about...
That
is really the high-tech version of taping a bad check to the counter.
You were talking about the reason these people were in the newspaper.
Right.
You were talking about, I think, a minimum of four DUI convictions for each of these.
Wow.
And some of them were like 7 and 8.
Yeah.
That they did this all the time.
That's
and
terrible.
I said, and that to me is just absolutely mind-boggling.
It is.
And that does go into the criminal.
That is criminal.
If you've been popped and you've been popped and you've been popped and you still, you know, don't ride a bicycle to where you're going to get up, that to me is that's astonishing to me.
They're trust done. Me, I don't want to rehash old ground here, but
come on.
One time
you were scared straight, weren't you, Robbie?
Jesus Christ, you spent a night in the slam and then another night in the slam.
Yep.
And I don't want to, this is Fairfax County Prison. It's really not.
Right.
It's not Alcatraz. But it's enough. When they took away my belt and shoelaces,
Fairfax County Detention Center, Rob.
No, Mike, it's the slam.
It's not Fairfax County Prison.
Pen. It's the pen.
It's the pen,
Fairfax
federal,
County
the federal
Prison.
Pen.
When I spent some time in Stir.
Up the river.
I really don't understand how anyone, and first of all,
my name is Rob Bay. Please do not f*** me up the ass.
I had my own cell. Thank you. And the one thing I do remember from the cell is that some previous person there had carved into the wall Cypress Hill. And when you have 48 hours to stare at the word Cypress Hill, you get to wondering about the kind of person that thinks enough of the band.
That sounds
that they would carve that into the concrete.
Yeah, that sounds like a very interesting, that's a up person that did it.
Yeah, but anyway, if that was just one time and it was stupid and it was barely, and I know this is not a good excuse, it was barely a DUI.
Right.
I was just over the level.
It was a good thing to happen.
But
really,
the very fact that I got caught and that stopped, I have never sat behind a wheel after that that I wasn't absolutely sure.
Buzz, you ever get popped for anything?
No. As I've mentioned on this show once before, I got stopped once for suspicion of DUI, and he gave me, without giving me breathalyzer or a blood test, he had me, you know, walk the straight line and all that, and I passed.
Right. I think and the reason Buzz doesn't have any run-ins with the law is he's gotten away with everything.
He has gotten away with everything.
Pretty much.
Mark Ronick, you ever get popped?
Yeah, which time?
Stop.
Really?
What an entrance.
Have you been arrested?
I've had a... Yes, I have.
Really?
Yeah, DUI.
Really?
Oh, dear. Really? We're all very anti-DUI.
I had no idea.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and like Rob, that was the last time I ever did it. But
how much Manischewitz had you had?
A lot.
How'd it go down?
It was... Lowell was leaving for...
Las Vegas?
No, he was leaving for his first job, his first TV job.
Okay.
Why did that make me laugh?
Because leaving Las Vegas, we're dumb. That's why.
Leaving Las Vegas.
Because we're dumb.
Yeah. Right.
And I don't know why. I can't think of what state it was in, but it was far away.
Inebriation.
So it was actually around the same time it was my birthday, and Lowell was going to leave, so we were going to have a big celebration.
Yes.
So at the
Were you crying when you knew that Lowell was leaving?
No.
Did you ask him to take him with you?
Of course.
Take me with you, Lowell.
And so we decided to celebrate with some friends. We were in Bethesda, Maryland.
Ooh.
And we just had a night. But I knew I was driving, so I didn't consume a lot.
Just enough to get you by.
And what happened was, so we're on our way home, and all of a sudden, right literally where they say it always happens this way, I was like about a mile away from home.
Yeah.
And got pulled over, and I said to Lowell, said, well, how are you doing? I said, I'm really fine. I feel okay. I don't feel like I shouldn't be behind the wheel. So the cop comes over and knocks on the window, and I open it up. He says, have you had anything to drink tonight? And this was my first experience having to deal with this. Yeah, right. So I said, well, I had maybe one or two drinks.
Which is what everybody says.
But not what you should say. The answer that you want to say is, no, sir, not a drop.
No, the answer you're supposed to say is, I think I've had about 100 beers.
100 beers.
Yeah. So he pulls me out of the car. You know, he says, all right, let's talk a little bit here. And I went through all the tests, and I think I did well on them. He never really said for
particularly
sure.
Particularly the short answer.
But but I did. I thought I did fine, and then it was the breathalyzer.
Right. Oh.
He gave me the breathalyzer test. He walked back to his car. He came back and said, well, it came back inconclusive, but I think that you have had too much.
What an a-hole.
Yeah.
Put your hands behind your back. And he cuffed me.
Did you bang his wife or something?
No.
What, did they take?
That's really. Does that happen a lot? I wonder if that happens a lot.
So they took you to jail.
Did they
blood test you at jail?
They gave me, me and all the other, you know, douchebags that were there.
Right.
They brought me in, first experience again. So I had no idea what to expect. They sat me down at this big table where a bunch of us were, and they handcuff you to the table.
Right.
Clever.
So I'm sitting there, and I am. A brick.
Sure.
I don't know what the hell I'm going to do. I have to tell my parents.
That's amazing that it was inconclusive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was in my early 20s at the time, and I just kept thinking, what am I going to tell my folks?
Right.
Yeah. Hardest phone call to make.
It
man.
Is. And
it
the,
is tough.
And the horrible thing was I had just had a conversation with my dad days before saying I never drink and drive.
Oh.
Well, everybody says that.
Well, and I really hadn't before, but I really did feel okay, so I didn't think it was going to be a problem. But so what they would do is uncuff a bunch of us and
make you kiss,
get us in a line, and they
human
would,
centipede,
and they would take us.
They would sew the mouth to the anus.
So we had to all stand in line and take turns doing a breathalyzer test, like a big machine that they had. There.
So they got
to
do it again.
Yeah. So
and
I
this must be the
again.
Turbo breathalyzer. It's more sensitive.
Oh yeah. This
and
is
how
like
did
a machine.
You, do you remember how you did?
Yeah, I blew. What is it? I guess DUI is 0.08.
It was point. You know what? When I got popped, it was 0.10, and it became 0.08 after that.
Yeah, and I think I was at like 0.09 or something like that.
Really?
Wow.
So and that's all you need.
Right,
so
right.
I guess I had some paperwork to fill out. Meanwhile, Lowell is back at the car. I mean, you know, he had to be left there. And he was drinking and admitted he was drinking, so he couldn't take the car back.
Right.
We had.
What, did you just leave him on the side of the road?
Well, I mean, I had no choice. It wasn't up to me at
and
that
the
point.
And the officer.
Well, the cop I'm talking about. The cop just says, you stay
weird.
Here?
Yeah, the cop said, we're having the car towed.
State, local, what was it?
It was local.
Local,
yeah. Yeah, okay. And so he left Lowell there. He said, you know, you can't drive it. We're going to tow it away. Find yourself.
Was it cold out?
Away. No, you know, it was in the summer, so it was nice out.
Right. Stay here with the engine running.
But we were caravanning. We had a friend behind us, the friend saw it, and he just took off.
Yeah.
He didn't stop at that point.
I'm out.
But he went and got my roommate. Who's,
that's what Matt Elliott did when I got pulled over.
What's
what,
that?
Just left
just
you?
Kept going.
Really?
Yeah, he saw me get pulled over.
Were you going in tandem?
Yes, we were.
That's what I would have done.
Yeah. And,
I'm not pulling a... I think he's okay, officer.
I will make sure that I get him home.
I think he's okay.
So my friend kept going.
I want to point out, too, and I probably don't need to do this, but I do. We don't make light of DUIs.
No, absolutely
I mean,
not.
They really, you know, neither Rob or Mark are in any way proud of what they did.
No.
But I think that sharing these stories, you know, if that serves to, you know, prevent somebody during the holiday season from going out and getting wrecked and then driving home, that's a good
thing.
That's
right. Yeah, I definitely learned my lesson. Not to mention just how much it costs you afterwards
to
deal with all of that. But my friend went to get my roommate, Jonah, who Lowell and I are very close to. It's the three of us are kind of
Jonah.
Yes,
Jonah.
And the whale.
And, well, that's a tradition.
I know he has my f***ing card, so I don't know what kind of book for.
Jonah, I was looking for something from Fiddler on the Roof.
Yes. Well, anyway.
It's one of these.
There we go.
Ah, that feels better. So, but the funny thing is now...
playing CD roulette, Mike. I don't have the grid in front of me.
My friend Brian is trying to get Jonah up. Jonah was home and sleeping.
Yes.
And so your friend, you're there. You get in touch with your friend Jonah, who calls Josh.
My friend Brian.
Oh, was Rachel not available?
God.
Then Todd comes over.
Yanon. Was...
And they said, Mark will be there as soon as we start a law firm.
Ephraim says to Mishnigl.
He said, what, a point nine?
His girlfriend Esther,
nice.
So
I can't bail you out till tomorrow.
So Brian is trying to get Jonah up.
Brian.
And Jonah is not waking up. He finally gets Jonah up, and Jonah's basically saying, "Fuck you guys. You know, good guy. You're fucking with me.
You call Itzhak."
Because he knows Lowell and I very well, and he knows this is something that Lowell and I would do, just to screw with him.
Call Ephraim.
So my friend Jonah ended up writing something in an envelope, and I'll tell you that at the end. He wrote something in an envelope, sealed it up, and then went to get Lowell, and then they came to get me at the station.
Yes. Okay. Did they have to walk?
No.
Oh, okay.
No,
just because
Jonah drove.
No, they went by a fish. No,
did Menachem drive?
Yeah.
Yeah. It could have been on the Sabbath.
So,
hurry, get him before sundown. Or nobody can drive. By the way, before you go, can you light the oven?
So
I cannot strike a match.
I did end up calling my parents to tell them that I was there afterwards. And
payphone?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it
sucks,
was a payphone,
right?
Yeah. And so my friends...
How horrible is that to make that phone
call? Oh, it's awful.
Worst
I was
phone call
dreading
of my...
it.
You know what? I had more fun calling people to tell them that people have passed away
than
making that phone call to my parents.
Oh, that's a blast.
Oh, it can be.
So they uncuff me. I fill out whatever I need to fill out. And I go to the front. And my three friends are there waiting for me.
Right.
And like a pussy, I just broke down and cried.
Oh,
right there.
No.
Yes.
Oh, no.
There was so much emotion going through me. That was just all that came out.
You're horrified.
I was horrified.
I don't think that's a pussy.
Did you embrace Lowell?
No. Actually, they all knew to just leave me alone. They just walked out, and I just followed them out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
wait,
then
chick, why are the tears flowing down your face?
But, you know, then you have to take classes.
Look, Ugonic. He's verklempt.
I had to take classes. Yeah. Obviously, I had to go to court. I had to pay, you know, like $1,500 in legal fees and all that stuff. And, you know, I didn't have my license for a while either because they took my license away as well.
It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare.
It is.
What a nightmare.
What about shoplifting? Did you ever shoplift?
I didn't get
what was on the envelope.
What's that?
Oh, I didn't get what was on the envelope.
Right.
Are you paying attention,
my
Buzz?
My friend Jonah was he was convinced.
That's the equivalent on a show of Buzz checking his watch.
Jesus Christ.
I forgot about the envelope.
Yeah,
I'm getting to the shoplifting.
Okay.
I have it right here. Right. It's ready to go.
Okay.
Buzz obviously doesn't
Buzz
like my story.
No, I like your story. It's fine. Buzz brought me the shoplifting story, and I am going to get to it because it's very interesting. It's the top 10 things people shoplift.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
You're not going to believe these. They're amazing. Go ahead.
Basically, all it was Jonah was still convinced that it was all a scam and we were scamming.
Hoax.
So he had this in his pocket to pull out to us to say, I think that you guys were joking with me. This is just a joke.
So you like mailing yourself a sealed letter. Yes. Oh,
on the old Don and Mike show, I did that all the time. Yes. I would write down when I thought that all you guys were bullshitting me, I would jot it down just to write it. Go, why don't you open that envelope? I don't know if I ever used it, but I think maybe I would say, hey, that's the way. Because that's talk about an atmosphere of paranoia.
Because you would play it off like, yeah, of course. And then you could drop the
ball. Well, I was the victim of many hoaxes. Pranks? Shirley Hemphill being the biggest
one. You were.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.